It's time for Agriculture, presented by Turkana Farms in Germantown, New York, a small-scale producer of heritage breed livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres. They also produce a full array of garden vegetables, many of them heirloom varieties raised naturally, as well as an assortment of berries, including raspberries, blackberries, gooseberries, black, red, and white currants, mulberries, and elderberries. And now, here's Mark Scherzer.
We need the long tail of the evening these days. The hours of gradually dimming sunlight cool the air enough to encourage a final burst of outdoor work, exertion made all the easier by the shower and dinner that await. The world outside the farm may be churning in relentless, hateful violence, but here peace descends daily in a gradual winding down. The house has been full. 19 overnight stays by 6 different guests in addition to me and Eric in the 2 weeks leading up to the solstice. And yet it has not seemed crowded. Other than during the most brutal midday hours and at bedtime, life has largely moved outdoors, to the porch, the outdoor shower, the grill. This is hardly Club Med. I do not spend my days laying out endless sumptuous buffets and providing drinks at the croquet court. I still might do my weekday law work, with farm chores before and after. Whatever additional time Eric and I spend in meal preparation, cleanup, and changing bed linens for the guests is surely more than compensated for in the time we gain by pressing our company into farm service. Nobody is spared. A Boston cousin who I see only once every few years at bar mitzvahs or funerals stopped here on his way to and from an event at the other end of the Catskills. He found himself hauling wheelbarrows full of animal feed up to the barn this weekend. Macho Matt, who was here for a week, invited his friend Brian to join him. I figured Brian needed to be eased into things, so I assigned him to the cool, shady work of snipping a roll of chicken wire to make tomato cages his first day here. The following day, the hottest day of the heat wave, we had sheep shearing. I assigned Brian to write down the tag numbers of the sheep as they were sheared, put the slips of paper into the bags containing their individual fleeces, and tie up the bags. But by his third day, Brian was out in the garden pulling up mugwort as he and Matt managed to finish clearing the entire periphery of the garden fence of the weedy invader, hauling hundreds of pounds of it out of the garden. That left nowhere for the remaining little bunny living in the garden to hide, and made it easier for me to chase him out the following day. Regulars like Steve and Matt, whom the sheep know well and are comfortable with, do all the routine farm chores and more when they're here. This visit, Steve, in addition to making tomato cages, stapled up netting in the upper reaches of the barn to prevent the turkeys from roosting dangerously on the top of the partition wall, allowing me to release them from the chicken tractor where they spent their first weeks. Matt, despite the brutal heat wave, did more than just the mugwort extravaganza in the vegetable garden. He weeded out and trimmed the blackberry patch, reinstalled 2 gates and fixed fences in the sheep pasture, built a frame for installing netting at the end of the chicken yard where the hawk had been getting in, and worked with me to get the netting up, wrestled the sheep during shearing, and set up the turkey perches, which will be their sleeping places until they depart. The turkeys made immediate use of them. On the days when we're best organized, Eric or I will do advanced preparation at midday of summery dinner meals, using the garden's bounty. Whole young tender fava beans, Turkish style, for example, or Eric's spectacular sour cherry pound cake from the cherries he picked that morning. That frees up the hours from 5 to 8 for farm work. By 8 p.m., with the sun fading, I can get my turn at a long and invigorating outdoor shower, and by 8:30, we're usually able to sit down to dinner. Then I can savor the evening. The screened porch, thanks to its situation on the east side of the house and just to the north of an alley of sugar maples, has been in the shade since early afternoon. With its ceiling fan going, it seems comfortable even on the hottest days. Seated around the large table, despite our different views of the garden or lawns, we share the view of the sky, observing the progressive painting of the dusk, be it in spectacular bright colors of reflected post-storm sunbeams or deepening layers of gray of a sky clouded over. Tired and dehydrated, proud of the work accomplished or planning for the following day, assisted by a glass of wine, quiet conversation comes easy. It often focuses not just on our words, but on what we're hearing around us as the world quiets down. speculating about who it is up at the barn whose muffled bleats suggest she's looking for her lamb, wondering whether the woo-hoo echoing from down the road is the barred owl we've seen around the farm, trying to understand the animated monologue the catbird directs to us from his perch on the fence post next to the porch, and occasionally trying to transform it into a dialogue with our response. Eventually, as dusk turns to dark, we may illuminate our little oasis with the string of lights Eric recently installed around the porch ceiling, or we may continue in just candlelight. Either way, there's a contented peace enveloping us. Not even a mile until we sleep. Not even a mile until we sleep.
Agriculture is underwritten by Turkana Farms, LLC, a small-scale producer of heritage-bred livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres in Germantown, New York. More information, 518-537-3815.